9.81 2NM on a Monday morning, and it is time to switch on the television. But first, we've got to switch on the Oracle to tell us what to watch. How are you this morning, my love?
Fantastic. On the edge of my seat with one great show.
Well, today it's workplace drama. That's the theme. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, so I've got one unbelievably great show and another direct show that I'm encouraging people to give it a miss.
Well, let's
go. I'm going to focus on Industry.
Yes.
Which is HBO, and I watch it on Binge, but you can watch it on whatever, you know, Foxtel, whatever platform you get that on. And it is one of the... I actually don't know how I missed it. Season 2's just dropped. I completely missed Season 1, and... I think it's partly because the imagery that they show you and the trailer is kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show that there's so much good stuff out there that something as brilliant as this can get lost. It's an American UK production, and it's set in a kind of Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns sort of finance elite place where they, you know, trade millions of dollars for incredibly rich people in London. So there's the premise.
Yes.
What does it feel like? It feels like a little bit of Mad Men, a little bit of Succession, a little bit of West Wing, and a lot of HBO sexy time.
Okay. All right. You sent me a text message, and I responded immediately, which is rare for me, by actually watching it. Usually I forget about it until we talk about it again in a couple of weeks' time. But I actually sat down with the missus and we watched the first episode. And I got to say, I'm still not quite sure. It's another one that I have to watch the second episode on, because I couldn't actually find anybody in that show that I liked. Don't I have to engage with somebody?
It's actually one of the best parts of it. So firstly, it has a very complex cast of both person of colour and white characters. But because it's set in this very upper-class white world, all the characters that are not white are there, you know, recognise that. You're not meant to like them. Like in Succession, they are, you know, unlikable characters that do despicable things.
Mm.
And it's almost jarring to watch a black woman from a poor background just be quite villainous. The other thing, it's got that sort of Don Draper energy where, you know, he will do anything to be successful because of his background.
Yep.
I do want to warn people that the physical part of this, it's quite intense. Best way I can describe it is that it's so realistic. It's kind of like, when you watch somebody on screen inject someone, like, you know, or take blood, you kind of look away because it's like, too real.
Yeah.
I would say that the relations on this show feel a little bit like that. So if that's not your thing, do not watch this. There's a lot of drug taking and a lot of very bad behavior, because all of these kids who are our window to this world are first-year graduates fighting to keep their jobs. So they don't care, you know. They go out all night.
It made me tired. That's one of the things. Watching them go out all night and then work all day made me tired for them. I know that. Their parent.
And watching it is that kind of, like, look like... It isn't a perfect show. But in a sea of very average television, this one is definitely above average. And my favourite episodes are when they're in the office talking absolute finance gobbledygook. I have to turn the captions on because I don't understand
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're just talking like in West Wing, where you feel like you're in a... And it was written by two people that worked for years in that finance world in London. So it's authentic. They're my favourite bits, and I really enjoy those episodes.
All right, that's one too. Well, I've got to try again. That's Industry. And you've got about 60 seconds to tell us about The Undeclared War.
I have tried to watch The Undeclared War. Simon Pegg is in it. Again, it's a person of colour starting a new job, so it's through her eyes that we get into it. She's some sort of super-duper coder. I've tried to watch the first episode. I've got halfway through about three times. I cannot get past the stupid way they visualise how people code on screen, like she's in some sort of fantasy land with filing cabinets. It's too much for me.
All right. Well, we certainly hope you'll give us one more time next Monday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show when we talk television. Thank you, my love.
I'm here to save you hours of boredom.